Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hi, everybody, and thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. I want to take us straight to the scriptures in the Old Testament in the book of Judges, chapter 2, in the first two verses. It says, "The angel of the Lord went up from Gilgal to Bochim and said, 'I brought you up out of Egypt and led you into the land I swore to give to your ancestors. I said, I will never break my covenant with you, and you shall never make a covenant with the people of this land, but you will break down their altars, yet you have disobeyed me. Why have you done that?'" You know, when you open the scriptures and you read the same words over and over again, unable to try to grasp their meaning, you set aside time to pray, and yet your prayers seem to bounce off the ceiling. Been there? Done that? I mean, does it sound familiar? I think we've all been there. But worship originating from the heart of a follower of Jesus should be simple, not complicated. What could be easier than lifting up praise and gratitude to the one who has promised never to break his covenant, his promise, with us? It ought to come as naturally as our breathing. At times, though, our spiritual breathing becomes heavy and labored. We long for the close bond of fellowship we once enjoyed with God when heaven leaned close and we experienced the kind of intimacy that comes with daily encounters with the divine. But it's hard to take faith in when we fail to push ourselves out. When you consider the Israelite story as recorded here in Judges, the tribes were given the explicit command to drive out the inhabitants of the land. Instead, they allowed those to remain and in turn adopted their customs and their idols, which were forbidden by Yahweh, God, the one and only God. I mean, it's possible they intended to comply with God's command at some point, but they soon realized that God views delayed obedience the same as our disobedience. He would never forsake them, but through moral compromise, they had completely forsaken their God. Their story doesn't have to be ours, though. As we draw close to God, He promises to draw close to us. If you're wondering where to find that, see in the New Testament, James chapter 4, verse 8. Sin, my friends, separates, but repentance is a divine U-turn that brings us right back to a God that is waiting for us. And that's a pretty awesome place to be. Maybe today we start with, "God, I admit that I have left you and I've chased after," well, you fill in the blank, and then allow Him to renew your spirit. God bless you, friend. I'm so glad that you joined me on today's weekday podcast, and I'm grateful that God hears a repentant heart and is always there to welcome us in His forgiving arms. If you haven't checked out our new podcast, the Positive Talk Podcast, it rolls out every Thursday morning, and you can find it on Spotify, on Apple, on Google, and about every other podcast platform you can imagine, or just go to PositiveTalkPodcast.com. Thanks again for joining me. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day, and 11.